December 30th, 1908. The infancy of Jesus to divinize the infancy of all. I was meditating on the mystery of his infancy, and I said to myself, "My baby, to how many pains you wanted to subject yourself. It was not enough for you to come as an adult. You wanted to come as a baby and suffer from the swaddling clothes, from silence, from the immobility of your little humanity, of your feet, of your hands. Why all this?" While I was saying this, he moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, my works are perfect. I wanted to come as a little infant in order to divinize all the sacrifices and all the little actions of infancy. So, until children begin to commit sins, everything remains absorbed in my childhood and divinized by me. When sin then begins, separation begins between me and the creature, a separation which is sorrowful for me and mournful for them." And I, how can this be, if babies do not have reason and are not capable of deserving? And he, "First, because I give merit by my grace. Second, because it is not out of their will that they do not want to deserve, but because such is the state of infancy disposed by me. Besides, a gardener who has planted a plant is not only honored, but he also picks the fruit of it, even though the plant does not have reason. The same for an artisan who makes a statue, or for many other things. Sin alone is that which destroys everything and separates the creature from me. But everything else, even the most trivial action, comes to the creatures from me, and to me it returns with the mark of the honor of my creation."